Mr. Chair, High Commissioner, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, we wish to extend our gratitude to the UNHCR, most especially aid workers at the front lines of humanitarian work, who remain resilient and dedicated in the face of conflicts and crisis. Our frontliners bring hope and inspiration to the most vulnerable amongst us, who live under the most trying of circumstances: humanitarian crisis, climate change, and armed conflicts. The growing and continued forced displacement of peoples from all over leads us to the conclusion that the global humanitarian agenda is and must be about people, their well-being, health, livelihood, and basic human dignity. It is imperative that we must take real action and solid plans, not mere token gestures, to help ensure a better future for the displaced and most vulnerable, including women and children, persons with disabilities, older persons, and indigenous peoples. We hear you, High Commissioner, when you made a plea to the international community for solidarity. In this light, we, the Filipino people, affirm and confirm our continuing strong and active support and cooperation to ensure the success of the global humanitarian agenda. Despite our being a modest country, facing serious domestic issues like the energy crisis, climate change, disaster-induced internal displacement, and a polarized citizenry, we stand hand in hand with the international community in pushing the boundaries of how much we can help to go beyond our comfort zone. We assure the High Commissioner of the Philippines' resolve to continue to be one of the organization's most vocal allies. We are a nation of migrants, a land of people on the move, a safe haven for nine waves of refugees fleeing persecution. Our history is replete with images of our welcoming of refugees from all over the world under our long-standing open-door policy towards displaced peoples and other persons of concern. We do so despite the serious challenges facing us and the domestic displacement of our people resulting from climate change and internal armed conflict. However, we urge for equitable attention to different crises in the different regions to ensure that no refugee situation and no hosting community remain ignored or underfunded. We need to provide sufficient support for all hosting communities who do much of the heavy lifting and divert limited resources to help those in need. We also emphasize the generosity of donors to urge them to explore how assistance can be scaled up. In our aspiration of a better, more emphatic world, each of us should work hand in hand to the best of our individual capacities. There is an urgency to broaden the base of support beyond traditional donors and traditional hosting communities. It is our hope that middle countries can also become formidable, proactive voices and champions who can fill in gaps where needed and increase contributions where possible. The so-called missing middle must step up and strive to be agents of change. We must build a coherent, cohesive humanitarian ecosystem that has strong synergies at the global, regional, and national levels, with all stakeholders playing their indispensable roles. Mr. Chair, our President affirmed his advocacy of rallying for an international system that must work for the most vulnerable, especially the marginalized migrants and refugees. Our National Development Plan also gives a clear directive to up-level our policies and programs. This year, we ratified the 1961 Statelessness Convention, passed the Foundling Act, established an interagency body for protection services, and piloted complementary pathways for Rohingyas. We are also looking ahead. Our focus is refining our small but scalable programs that suit our national condition as a modest host country while remaining a donor to the UNHCR and other humanitarian funds. Our vision is for my country to continue to carve its niche and become an example of how us in the missing middle can help carry the burden as a member of our community of nations. Mr. Chair, you must give a clear direction to the UNHCR on how to integrate climate change mitigation and adaptation with defined actions areas and operational guidelines in the work of organization. There should be sufficient support for developing countries to address climate change displacement, which within the obligations under the Paris Agreement. We must also ensure that the global food crisis and rising inflation do not detract from our ability to deliver humanitarian services, nor create more vulnerabilities for displaced persons. This requires political will from all parties, including protracted and new crises, and demanding comprehensive political solutions to end conflict and build enduring peace. Finally, we must ensure that the UNHCR has the resources and political support to fulfill its mandate. Our vision is also for an efficient, fit-for-purpose UNHCR that can respond with agility and efficiency to any humanitarian crisis in any part of the world. I thank you, Mr. Chair.